Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering the show today on Buckmaster on this Tuesday, December the 8th, 2015. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We live stream our show on my website, buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com, the station's website. You can find us very easily that way. And of course, if you'd like to hear the program in its entirety at any time, anywhere in the world, on the podcast, we've got that for you. Buckmastershow.com, along with the archive. As we push toward our five-year anniversary, we launched this radio program 5 years ago on the first Monday of January in 2011. So we've got that five-year anniversary coming up. Terry Bracey will get things rolling for us. Terry is one of two dozen contributors to our show. Terry is based in Washington, D.C., then certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. If it's Tuesday, the market must be a little bit down. Well, more than a little down today. Shelley will have the Moneymaker Report followed at 12:30. Joe Holt, Dr. Holt, is the new chairwoman of the Pima County Democratic Party. We'll hear what she has in mind for local Democrats, and we'll wrap up the show with the Tucson Weekly arts writer, Margaret Regan, with our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. 790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation. You can also become, and we hope you will, friend of ours on Facebook, and we're trying to do the Twitter thing at Buckmaster Show. To Washington we go, and Terry Bracey, who has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other clients, they represent the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Back in Washington. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm just doing great.
You watch Arizona basketball very closely, I'm sure.
Oh,
you were very excited about that win up at Gonzaga.
Well, what a great achievement to go up and beat a great team in their own house. And I'm just looking at guys like Gabe York and Alonzo Trier and Anderson, and then Zuss will be back. I think we're in for a really good season. And by the way, congratulations to you. Imagine 5 years you've been on the air.
Yep.
And and voted the best talk show in Tucson. I think it is.
Didn't I meet with you before I started this venture to say I got a crazy idea for you, Terry?
You did. We had breakfast
yes.
Over at the Marriott by the university.
That's it.
Yeah. excuse me. I encouraged you.
You did encourage me, and I thank you very much for that encouragement. Hey, Terry, before we talk about whether or not there'll be a government shutdown, I want to push something up to kind of the top of our agenda with you, because it's really what everybody seems to be talking about, and it is Donald Trump. Seems to be, no matter how crazy what he says, he seems to continue to gain in the polls. Recent polls showed now that he's actually expanded his lead up to, I think, 33%, something like that. I just wonder what your take is, Terry Bracey, on this. You have been around politics for a long time. Have you ever seen anything like this Trump phenomena?
Maybe George Wallace in the Democratic Party, who, before he got shot, was on his way to a third of the Democratic vote, and that was in the from the 60s to the 70s. But excuse me, it's similar because it was based upon very negative comments about other people of other races and cultures, and it stirred up a lot of the, you know, kind of unvoiced anger that some people had been feeling. This Trump plays on, as the polls show, largely uneducated or poorly educated Americans who have fallen behind to some degree in this high-tech economy, and so there's kind of a transitional generation that we have that no one has reached, and it's very alienated. It's a generation between the blue collar days when we had big plants making at GM making cars and so on, and all the jobs that have been exported because of wage prices and other reasons. There's a generation of people who truly got left behind. And I think the core of his support goes to that society of the alienated. Hmm. And you add to that the fears that people are legitimately feeling about this age of terrorism. And he's got himself a a ready-made constituency. And add on top of that, excuse me, Bill. On top of that, that he's a master of using the media, and you see what's capable and what can happen in a short period of time if we don't, you know, if we aren't very careful.
All right. I'll let you get a glass of water there, Terry, as we take a call from our friend Jim. Jim Kelly has called, and he also would like to talk about Donald Trump. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, thank you, Bill. Good afternoon, Tom. You know, I agree with everything you're saying about Trump being a voice of a disaffected group of people that the world has changed on them, and they don't know what to do. They're standing there holding a buggy whip in their hand going, how come I can't sell my buggy whip anymore? But one of the things that I think a lot of people are forgetting is even if Donald Trump gets to the convention, he still has to have delegates. And for the life of me, I cannot believe that a majority of the delegates would make Donald Trump the Republican Party nominee. I still think it's going to be either a Bush or a Cruz or a Rubio. But those guys have got to step up their game if that's going to happen. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, Jim, that's a good point. And today, finally, the RNC chairman, Priebus, stepped up and criticized Trump's statement about Muslims yesterday. But, you know, the disaffection of the establishment goes beyond Trump. Bob Dole said, asked with his usual humor on whether he'd vote for Cruz. He said he might oversleep that day. So I think the Republican Party is really facing up to a problem of their own creation. The Republican Party, going back to the Civil Rights Act, you have to understand in the 60s, Lyndon Johnson said he was giving the South to the Republican Party, and indeed, the Republican Party did jump on that, and it inherited from the Democrats some of their most biased and, frankly, bigoted elements. And it then began to use a lot of these key Southern strategists who took that core constituency and built on it, reached out to the evangelicals who are good people, but nonetheless was able to build a constituency larger and larger, which made it possible for the Republicans to win elections. I'm sorry about this. Having done that, the danger is that sometimes the machine you build gets so big that the machine takes over. And what the Republicans are facing this year is, in many ways, the result of the work that they've done for a generation to build that constituency of alienated and angry people. And it's gotten so large that, and it's associated with the positions of what's known as the radical right, it's gotten so large that that group itself, by estimates of the pollsters, may make up as many as 2/3 to 3/4 of the Republican voters. Hmm. And that's that Bill and Jim is a serious, serious problem. And then when you add to that they've rewritten their rules for the primaries so that the first few primaries hand out the delegates according to proportion. portion of the vote. But after you get through the early spring primaries, everything is winner take all.
Mm-hmm.
So if potentially, if Trump wins early, a couple of things, and then people stay in the race, you know, a third of the vote or 40% of the vote takes all the delegates. And that's how, that's a strategy for Trump to actually win the Republican nomination.
Terry,
I don't think it'll happen, but it could.
Okay, I'm just about out of time, and I didn't want to spend the whole time on Trump, but obviously people want to talk about it, so I'm glad we were able to hear what you had to say. About the government shutdown, we had Congresswoman McSally on the show last Friday, and she seemed to feel that it was a very low probability. Would you agree?
I do agree. I think that the Speaker has his hands full, again, with the Freedom Caucus. You know, Matt Salmon of Arizona is trying to lead the way to say, no, that's not get an omnibus bill. That's put everything off till January. And I think the Speaker has to win that fight. But I think that the Speaker has done a pretty good job. He's reformed the House. He's brought in the young people, given them more power and position, and kept his office door open to all points of view. I think the Speaker is going to come out of this looking pretty well, frankly.
And Terry, just one more quick comment about the transportation bill. It's good news for us, isn't it, in Southern Arizona?
Great news. Yeah. Great news. Great work by our congressional delegation, by the city, by the county, working together. We got tremendous. We got all of the stuff at Mariposa to work on gateway up to Tucson, widening I-19, taking care of the state road down there. We got the Sonoran Corridor. We got the I-11, way in our future, but nonetheless important. There was a tremendous expansion in the transit program, which may work into our future. And so, yes, it was a tremendous victory for Southern Arizona.
Terry, thank you very much. I hope you have a great holiday season. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Sorry about my voice.
That's all right.
Happy holidays to
it can happen.
All my friends in
Terry Bracy with us on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley Fishman is next, right after this.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Give local, keep local. That's what you can do by donating to a qualified charitable organization by December 31st. The money you'd otherwise pay in Arizona state taxes can benefit a local charity of your choice. Claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for 2015 by donating up to $400 for couples filing jointly and up to $200 for individuals. It's easy. Just go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. Choose an organization like Gap Ministries and Community Food Bank and make your gift today. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Learn about a rewarding career as a law enforcement officer. Pima Community College's Public Safety and Emergency Services Institute is offering a free information session December 16th at 6 p.m. at PCC's 29th Street Coalition Center, 4355 East Calle Aurora. Each year, PCC graduates hundreds of first responders who go on to work across Arizona. Call 206-3543 or visit pima.edu/PSESI.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is the gentleman we turn to for financial advice. Shelley, how are you?
I am doing Tuesday. Thank you. Very well.
Doing Tuesday. Ups and downs on the market, unfortunately, a lot of times down on Tuesday. But it's not all bad news
on the NASDAQ street.
The
NASDAQ is up slightly, pretty much flat. The S&P is down slightly, pretty much flat. What we're seeing the carnage in is the Dow Jones, which has, you know, ExxonMobil and, you know, BP. And so what we're seeing is the effect of oil prices stuck in a range that nobody thought was even possible a year ago. And, as you know, as a result, the world economy is trying to figure this out. Then combine that with what's going on in the world with terrorism and unpredictable, you know, as we talked about, unknown unknowns. You know, we knew that terrorism was there, but we didn't expect two terrorist acts in a week.
Yeah. So everybody's the uncertainty and then the situation with oil, which I believe is a 7-year low, something like
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At least,
absolutely. And we're seeing now analysts talking about this price point, you know, in the $40 to $50 range, staying there for a long time, you know, through 2017. So the good news is if you're filling your car up with gas, you're seeing prices like you haven't experienced really in almost a decade. If you're flying, you're going to begin to see decreases in the cost of flying. If you're a factory and you're assembling raw materials for whatever it is you produce, then you're beginning to see the cost of those raw materials go down, you know, plastics and the cost of shipping those raw materials by train or truck to the factories. So we're seeing lowering costs. In fact, last year we said inflation was almost negligible at 2%. This year, it's actually we have some deflation when you count the price of oil in. So what we're seeing is the American public got a tax cut. You know, through the decrease in the price of the things that they use on a day-to-day basis. Now, that said, in order for that to translate into greater consumer spending, you need to have some optimism on the part of consumers, and you need to be able to meet the increased demand with increased supply. And what we're not seeing in the manufacturing sector is a lot of reinvestment in or new investment in factories, factory capacity, and that kind of thing. What we're seeing is companies continue to try to squeeze additional productivity out of their workers. Now, that's getting harder and harder to do as we go to full employment, which is pretty much where we are right now.
So it is prediction time of the year.
Okay.
End of the year. Your prediction for 2016, will it be in line with what we're seeing from some of the analysts saying it will be a flat year in 2016?
I don't agree with that. Okay. I believe that we're going to see some positive movement in the markets. Some of it is going to depend, I think, on what happens between now and the end of the year. Now, this is totally arbitrary. There's no real difference in the markets between December 31st and January 2nd. But if the markets do recover between now and the end of the year, I think we'll see maybe a 3%. I'm not ready to commit to a number yet, but maybe a 3 or 4% gain in the Dow in 2016. If we see some carnage between now and the end of the year, then I think that will give the markets some more room in 2016 to grow, and we could see gains, you know, in the 6 to 7% range. And you know, Bill, these forecasts don't come out of a crystal ball. Well, to some extent they do. But
you mean you don't throw a dart against
the Oh, Bill, you saw me do it.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, all of us as forecasters use a methodology. There's two kinds of schools, if you will, for taking a look at the fundamentals. There's something called fundamental analysis, and there's something called technical analysis. So technical analysis is people doing charts and assuming that markets all have perfect knowledge of, or at least as good a knowledge as they're ever going to have. And so trends and looking at statistics is the way to determine what markets are going to do. So you try to find things that are similar between now and the past and use trending and use that kind of charting to determine what the market's going to do. If you don't believe that markets are really that smart and that they really do have perfect knowledge, then you do something else called fundamental analysis, which is taking a look at the macroeconomic fundamentals. If you're doing it for a stock, you take a look at the microeconomic fundamentals of the company. You look at the balance sheet and the use and source of fund statement and income statements. If you're doing it for the markets as a whole, you take a look at both the macroeconomic indicators for the country that you're in, but also because the world is so linked in, you take a look at the economy of the world. You try to make adjustments up and down for things that are known unknowns or unknown knowns and all of the things that you can't really predict. But But when you're looking at macroeconomic indicators, you've got to have some anchor, something that you say, well, this is something that the markets as leading indicators will link to. And one of those things that I've always talked about is what's the relationship between the market and GDP growth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, a lot of analysts will tell you there is no direct linkage, and that's probably true. But over time, there usually is some sort of proportionality between the movement of markets and the movement in GDP growth. And we've had markets going up by factors of 4 or 5 times GDP growth over the past couple of years. And I think the last year and maybe next year is going to bring that back down into the range of a factor of 2 or 3 times. So if GDP growth is in the range of, you know, 2.75 to 3.5, which is about what we've seen, what we'll see this year and what we'll see next year, then that would indicate that markets are going to be trading in a range that is kind of delimited to around 6 or 7%. And that is, again, the source of my base case.
And your prediction then is?
Is in the range of 3 to 5, 3 to 6, 3 to 7. I want to see where the year ends up in two areas. Number one, in the area of, you know, where the Dow and the S&P end up. And number two, where GDP, after it's adjusted, because, you know, we always get a first look at what the last quarter was, and then we get 30 days later another look. So when we see at the end of January what the whole year 2015 with adjustments looked like, then I think we can take a look at where we'll go in 2016, because, again, the markets, I think, will use GDP growth to a very great extent as the base case, a multiple of 2 or 3, that they can hope for in the coming year. And we've got all sorts of wild stuff going on in 2016, including an election, and an election that has businesses very spooked by what you and, you know, Terry Bracey were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, that we have the potential for some radical thinking.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
We'll leave it right there. Yeah.
Causing upsettedness in market thinking. I, you know, forget about the social ramifications of all of this, which you can't forget about. But from my perspective, if we see this kind of thing really bleeding into the market, really bleeding into the markets, it could be very upsetting, because it has ramifications internationally and ramifications domestically as well. So that's something that's going to make 2016, I think, very volatile for a while.
All right, Shelley Fishman, where can we find out more about what you do?
Go right to your 5-year-old website, buckmastershow.com. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And hit the hyperlink.
There's
and
a
that
link
brings,
right there.
Brings people to my site.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, Financial Whiz Kid here with some tax advice for you. This year, you can make a charitable gift to Christian Family Care and help provide safe foster homes and caring parents for kids who really need them. The Arizona Foster Care Tax Credit lets you donate hundreds of dollars to this worthy cause and take a state tax credit for all of it, so there is no expense to you. And chances are, you can claim it on your federal taxes too. It's so simple, even a kid can do it. To learn more, visit fostercarecredit.org. That's fostercarecredit.org.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. This portion brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Silver City right up against the Gila National Wilderness, which was really the first in the nation national wilderness area. So there's a lot to do, including the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. If you haven't been over there, think about it. It'd be a great getaway. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson. Maybe over the holidays, take a little road trip and check out what's going on over there. A lot of great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat and Wilderness Lodge. The full listing of the many places to stay and the many things to do is listed on their website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out. .org. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show. Pima County Democrats have elected a new chair. She is Dr. Jo Holt of Oro Valley. Dr. Holt is a retired research biochemist, a previous candidate for Arizona State Senate from Legislative District Number 11. She has most recently been serving as the Democratic Legislative District 11 chair. Joe, good to see you. Dr. Holt, thanks for coming on the program.
Wonderful to be here, Bill. Thank you.
So what do you envision, how do you envision taking the party perhaps kind of in a new direction?
Well, I think that organizations over time wax and wane to a certain extent and can really fall into patterns that they've adopted that worked for them in the past, and they continue to use those patterns. And I think it's time for the county party to look more deeply into the precinct committee people that we have. I'm very, very much of a grassroots mm-hmm. person. That's where my heart is. That's what I believe in terms of American democracy. So I'm going to be looking more at strengthening the very, very grassroots of the Democratic Party here in Pima County.
Cheryl Cage served briefly as the chair, and things got a little heated. Personalities got in the way. I don't really know. I'm gonna let you characterize kind of what happened, but I guess the bottom line is it's time for Democrats to come together. Is that safe to say?
Very much so. And I think personality was a large part of what happened, and very unfortunate. And now it is time. It's time for us to come together. And one of the keys to doing that is communication. It's being able for the party structure needs to be able to communicate with its precinct committee people here in the county. And I'm focused on doing that.
And I assume you're going to be really working on candidate development.
Oh, absolutely. Cheryl had started a very strong bench program with that. And Don Jorgensen before her, mm-hmm. also an excellent chair, had also emphasized candidate development. And this is part and parcel, Bill, of what is going on with the party. When you have problems finding candidates, and we certainly do in some of the outlying districts especially, that's a symptom of a deeper problem. And that's what we need to focus on.
And Joe, many potential candidates, I think, in this environment of negativity, let's put it that way, are kind of afraid to even step up to be a candidate because they don't want to be torn, their personal life, they don't want it torn apart.
There are so many obstacles to just being a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact, if you look at think about running for legislature from Tucson, you have to live part-time in Phoenix.
Right.
If you live in Phoenix, you don't have that particular obstacle, but you're absolutely right. It's, you know, Bill, it's fear, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fear of getting involved in something that you might not be able to handle. But when we let those voices, when we let those loud voices guide us and influence us too much, we're just further empowering them.
And, you know, you make a good point. If you are going to run for the legislature, you better have a boss who is going to agree to let you be up in Phoenix for 4 or 5 months.
A real problem.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, yeah. And so if you're retired, if you're an older, mm-hmm. Let's say an older person, such as possibly myself.
You don't look like an older person.
Oh, bless your heart. an older person, who's retired can really consider that. It's much, much mm-hmm. easier to consider than for a younger person with a family, with a job, with all other kinds of family considerations. Oh, wow, how do you do that? And yet, those are the very people that we need. Those are the voices that we need in our state legislature.
How about the Pima County Supervisors race in District 1? Allie Miller, the Republican, I haven't heard of a challenge that has been mounted on the Republican side, whether or not Allie will have a challenger in the primary, but she will have a challenger in the Democratic side, in the general election for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have an absolutely wonderful gentleman, Brian Bickle, who is running for supervisor from District 1. He attends the Board of Supervisors meetings. He addresses the board. He knows inside out that board and the issues that they have talked about and that they face. Brian is a very strong candidate.
What's his background?
His background is in management, mm-hmm. And most recently in hospital hospital management, upper management.
So you're building a stable, hopefully, of a candidate development. And what else do you want to put on the list for your goals here?
Really, it just goes back to the precinct committee people. It goes back to strengthening the legislative districts, the organization, the bottom of the org chart,
bottom of the organizational chart. There you go.
But there we go. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Because that's where our strength lies.
Joe Holt, Dr. Joe Holt, has been our guest. She is a retired research biochemist, and you retired from Washington University School of Medicine in 2006 in order to care for your husband, who has since passed away and had, unfortunately, early onset Alzheimer's disease.
Yes, yes.
And that went on for 12 years.
It did. It was a 12-year process. And I took an early retirement so that I could take care of him in those last years.
Well, bless your heart for doing that. Having my mom pass on and suffer from Alzheimer's, I certainly know a little bit about what you went through. Joe Holt, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Coming up on exactly 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to do our every other Tuesday arts report. Margaret Regan, the Tucson Weekly arts writer, will be with us. That report brought to us by Fox Tucson Theater. Back right after this.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Learn about a rewarding career as a law enforcement officer. Pima Community College's Public Safety and Emergency Services Institute is offering a free information session December 16th at 6 p.m. at PCC's 29th Street Coalition Center, 4355 East Calle Aurora. Each year, PCC graduates hundreds of first responders who go on to work across Arizona. Call 206-3543 or visit pima.edu/PSESI. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
What if our future is space? Experience Mars and beyond at Biosphere 2 every Saturday at our weekly What If special event during December. Growing food on Mars and seeing beyond the solar system are just a few of the adventures you can experience. Come visit the must-see wonder of the world today. Info at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
This is Ryan Foster from Better Business Bureau. Do you know a business in Southern Arizona worthy of a BBB Torch Award? Nominations are in three categories: ethics, customer excellence, and good neighbor for community service. We're looking for nominations in each. This is a great opportunity to show what sets your company apart from others in our community. Nominate yourself or a business you love by clicking the button on our homepage at tucson.bbb.org. Deadline to nominate is December 16th. The 2016 Torch Awards will take place on May 5th at Casino Del Sol Resort. To register to attend, sponsor, or nominate, visit tucson.bbb.org.
In a jazzy mood here on the Buckmaster Show for the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. The holiday season is upon us. Make sure you take time to gather friends and family together to enjoy some live holiday entertainment. There are still a few tickets available for tonight's performance at 7:30 of the Ten Tenors Home for the Holidays tour. Then, coming up, we have on Thursday, December 10th, the festivities continue as Jackie Ivanko performs her unique blend of classic crossover music, including songs from her newest release, The Awakening. This holiday season, head to the Fox for festive entertainment. The Ten Tenors, Home for the Holidays tour tonight. Jackie Ivanko performing Thursday, then the Brian Setzer Orchestra Christmas Rocks tour is December 14th. Leanne Rimes performing on her Today is Christmas show on my birthday, December 16th. To purchase tickets and view the full schedule of Fox Theater shows and classic movies, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan. Margaret has been writing about the arts for the Tucson Weekly since 1990. She is the author of two books. Her most recent book is Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire, published by Beacon Press. She's been traveling the country talking about this book. In fact, she'll be visiting her hometown of Philadelphia later this week. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Bill. Thanks. I'll be going back home. It'll be really nice a couple weeks before Christmas. I'll see lots of family and friends, and I'll get to connect with immigrant activists in Philadelphia.
You wrote about a show at Atherton Gallery. Is that the Danny Lyon show?
Yes. Danny Lyon, Conversations with the Dead. This is an amazing show, Bill. You must go. Everyone must go and see it. These are photographs from six Texas prisons taken in 1967 and 1968. They're taken by Danny Lyon, who was only 25 at the time, and he's had a really distinguished career as not exactly a documentary photographer with all that involved, because he's a fine art photographer, too. He makes these gorgeous images of ugly things and despair. But these pictures of these Texas prison farms, you know, you just want to get down on your knees and pray to God you never get sentenced to prison in Texas. You know, they're out in these cotton fields, bent over the plants, you know. And they look like, you know, of course they have an echo of slavery, because a lot of the inmates, not all, you know, they're white inmates, they're black inmates. But he's got these pictures of the black inmates bent over the cotton plants doing hard labor, you know, with the white overseers on their horses.
So he obviously had to get the permission of the Texas Department of Corrections,
I know.
Huh?
And me as a reporter nowadays, I had so much trouble writing my book trying to get into the detention centers. I mean, I did ultimately, but Dick, the warden of the entire state Texas prison system at the time gave him unfettered access.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even conceive of how that happened. He was this young guy. He got permission. He worked in those prisons for 14 months, if you can imagine.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, and he's in there. There are pictures of men in the shower, naked. There's a picture of a man visiting his wife and children, you know, over through the visitor window. Picture. He did say there's a book out, newly reissued, and he got to write some things that Danny Lyon wrote, that the one picture, there's a very moving picture of this black guy who has suffered heat exhaustion in the field, and he's basically unconscious, and he's been thrown into the back of a pickup truck. And he said, you know, he'd been showing everybody his pictures all along, but that one he held back because he was afraid that the prison would take it from him and wouldn't allow him to publish. So, but otherwise, he says he could pretty much do whatever he wanted. And as a result, the photos are very intimate, and he actually became close friends with a couple of them.
That's the Danny Lyon Show at Etherton Gallery, a photographic exhibition located 135 South 6th Avenue. That show, Danny Lyon Conversations with the Dead, will be up through the holidays, through January 2nd. Now, speaking of the holidays, the current, well, actually be the issue coming out later this week of the weekly, you look at a couple of your favorite productions, two Nutcracker productions.
Right, yeah. You know, that's the wonderful thing about this job. Last week I'm writing about mass incarceration, and this week I'm writing about something really fun, you know, the Nutcracker productions. You know, I love going. I go every year. I mean, it's this wonderful tradition. You just hear the first strains of that Tchaikovsky music coming up, and you feel like it's Christmas. We have two great productions coming up this weekend. Ballet Tucson, which, you know, is the only professional ballet company in Tucson, with paid, amazing dancers. They're doing their version at Centennial Hall. And that's the traditional version. You know, you go there and there's everybody's dressed in velvet for the Christmas party at the opening, and just very beautiful dancing, and then, you know, the wonderful snow scene and all that. The second one is Tucson Regional Ballet, which uses the students in their own school, and they always get male dancers from the U of A School of Dance, who are, of course, very well trained. But their version is fun because they've transposed it out of Victorian Europe into 1880s Tucson. And so we have the party takes place in a hacienda. The people are Mexican and Mexican-American. The characters' names are changed. Tio Diego. Instead of the little mice having a fight, we have coyotes. And instead of the old-fashioned European soldiers, we have people dressed as the cavalry. So it's quite charming. And they also have the advantage of having the Tucson Symphony Orchestra playing the music for them, which is fabulous.
And so that one will be, let's see, the traditional... That's Friday, December 11th at 7:30 in the evening. Then Saturday, the 12th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then there's a Sunday performance on the 13th. And the other...
That's all at Centennial.
Okay, all at Centennial. And the other will be presented by the Tucson Regional Ballet and the Tucson Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, and that's at the Tucson Music Hall downtown. No, they're not doing Friday night. They're just doing a couple shows on Saturday and one on Sunday. Both are fun, you know, that they're great to go to either one, wherever you can get tickets.
I also wanted to mention, and going back to the Danny Lyon Conversations with the Dead exhibit, you're going to be taking part in a free panel discussion talking about prison reform and private prisons. I guess that is coming up a week from Friday, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's going to be Friday, December 18th, a cheery holiday affair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to be on a panel. State Senator Steve Farley is on it, Carolyn Isaacs of the American Friends Service Committee. Our friend Jim Nintzel from the Tucson Weekly and Zone of Politics will moderate. And it'll be really interesting because in the backdrop of these photos from 40, almost 50 years ago, we still have, you know, we have an even larger number of people incarcerated in this country. And so I'm going to be piping up on the private prisons that run immigration detention centers at great profit to themselves and great cost to us, the taxpayer.
All right, Margaret, we're going to let you go. Have a great holiday season. Enjoy your trip back to Philadelphia. Thank you for all you do for our program.
Oh, you're very welcome, Bill. I love it. Okay,
thanks.
Happy Christmas to you, too.
Thanks a lot. Margaret Regan with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Of course, the holiday season upon us. Make sure you take time to gather friends and family to enjoy some live holiday entertainment, beginning tonight with the 10 Tenors Home for the Holidays tour. Also this week, Thursday night, the festivities continue. Jackie Vanko, elegant soprano vocals, ring out performing her unique blend of classic crossover music. Then on December 14th, the Brian Setzer Orchestra Christmas Rocks Tour. To purchase tickets to the season's most festive shows, like the 10 Tenors Home for the Holidays Tour tonight, Jackie Ivanko Thursday, Brian Setzer Orchestra Christmas Rocks on December 14th, and Leanne Rimes, that will be Today is Christmas Tour on December 16th. Visit foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, 4 to 5 in the afternoon, Mike Shaw is the host, and Ray Allen produces that show. So Ray will stay again on the other side of the glass in a few hours. He'll be back here for that. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, the Daily Double, Christy Simone, and a guest host from 8 to 9, and then Sean McCluskey, the Talk of the Town show from 9 to 10. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, 12:04 tomorrow. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.